Hello there, and welcome to D26 Toasties. Today, we're going to talk with Kyle Wilson about the Fall Training Expo. Welcome, Kyle.
Hello?
There you are. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, I was just
Did
saying
you
thank
hear
you,
me?
And I appreciate the opportunity to be with you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We are excited to do some firsts this year. And since Kyle started us off by being our fall conference or fall expo chair, see, old habits die hard. We still want to call it a conference, fall expo. I wanted to talk to him because this was the first ever fall training expo that we did. And now this is our first ever D26 podcast.
Oh, that is exciting to be the first
yes.
ever on both sides of the fence.
That's right. You know, sometimes first is best. So I wanted to talk to you, Kyle, and just get a few snippets from you that I thought you might want to share about after the expo, now that the expo is done. I wanted to ask you first off, what did you think about being the fall expo chair?
Wow, it was an amazing experience. I mean, as I was approached about being the expo chair, and that was, you know, going back to late August and thinking about, wow, that event is 6-8 weeks away, and all of the things that you start to realize have to start to fall into place, from the assembly of your other chairs who need to take a lot of the supportive roles, and the volunteers behind that, and all of the planning, the organization, the meetings that you need to have, and figuring out what's going to be your best approach to building the right structure to be ready for, you know, the expo on expo day. It was just amazing to move through that, because until you do something of that kind of nature, and I know some people do these types of things of event planning in their living or their jobs, you just can't have an appreciation for it until you're doing it yourself. And so it actually has helped me to look at things a little bit differently for these events and go, now I can appreciate all the things that have to go into the event itself versus when you just show up at the door and, you know, things are all laid out nicely. The chairs, you know, and tables are all set up with different materials, and you register and you come in and you start to attend different sessions. It's like making a movie and realizing when you go to the movies that now how you look at movies is completely different. So I just am thankful for all of the experience.
Now, have you ever done anything like this before?
No, actually, nothing of that nature of that large of a size. I've done other smaller events in my profession, doing trainings for a Fortune 100 company, but you know, that's 30, 40 people and the content is all laid out and this is what you're going to deliver. Here you go. Here's your booklet. Just make sure it all happens. And this was a completely different beast in a great way, because you have to put all the little puzzle pieces into place. It wasn't all built out for you. And you're constantly shifting and moving and trying to figure out, okay, do we have somebody to do this session? And are we making sure we're following a theme? And, you know, are there going to be flowers for certain people? Like, things I never think about doing a training.
Right, exactly. And I think it's funny, any one of us who's been in Toastmasters and have done a conference chair or a TLI chair, I think we all resonate in the sentiment that whether you meant to say it or not, you said beast. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, it is something, you know, a beast of this caliber. And it's a beast that is good. And I think you would share in that, you know, you did learn so much from it. it was way more than you thought, you know, ahead of time. Like you said, when you're a participant, you show up and, oh, yeah, you know, you might notice, hey, you didn't have a program or this or that, but you don't really think about everything that goes into it until you're a chair for one of these larger functions. You would agree with that, I think, yeah?
100% I would. And it's part of what I would pass on to anybody who's looking to take a leadership role in an event like this, the next expo or the next conference that comes up, is if that is something that you aspire to do, I would say get involved in the very next conference or expo that takes place on some level, whether you're volunteering or preferably taking one of the supportive chair roles, so that you can get a better feel and a better idea of everything that goes into this. Unfortunately, I didn't. And so I went into it, you know, probably a little, you know, kind of eyes not quite wide open to it.
and started to realize,
wow, okay, there are a lot of moving pieces to this, and there's a lot to be considering, and you've got to be on top of it day by day. And that's how I tried to stay on top of things, was let me just take time every single day to, you know, answer emails, make phone calls, set up, you know, video chats with people, and just try and, you know, manage it in little chunks. You know, it goes by that, you know, how do you eat an elephant, you know, one bite at a time. And that was the best way to do this, because I didn't realize I was eating an elephant. I thought I was supposed to eat it like a, you know, a small bear. I didn't know it was an elephant.
A small bear. Now, I didn't ask this in the beginning. How long have you been in Toastmasters?
I've been in Toastmasters now for 15 years. I've been a part of four different clubs in four different states. As I've traveled around for my work, I've constantly, every time I've landed in a new city, founded a Toastmasters group, a club to become a part of that I feel that I resonate with. And that's one of the wonderful things to me about the variety of clubs out there in Toastmasters, is there's not just one club per city. You know, there's dozens and dozens, and it's just a matter of finding the one that you go, this one speaks to me. I feel like I'm a part of this club already, and I haven't even truly joined and gotten involved. So it's been a wonderful 15-year ride.
Right, and I wanted to ask that because when it was still called conference last year, our last conference, I was still relatively new in Toastmasters, and, you know, I realized little by little that in some ways it was almost a good thing, because I didn't have any expectations of, oh, this is how a Toastmasters conference is supposed to be. I'd actually never even been to one. So, you know, I think it's funny that some people think, oh, well, you know, there's different opinions, and I wonder what you think about this, that some people would say, oh, it's better if you're new and you don't have expectations, or is it better that you've been in 15 years and you know what it's supposed to look like, so you at least have an idea, you know, kind of being new at this fall training expo, but yeah, also being in Toastmasters a while, what do you think about that? Do you think it's really for someone that has been in for a while? Could somebody new do it, or does it really matter? It's just really whether or not you are looking to take this on.
I appreciate both sides of that, quite honestly. Being in Toastmasters for 15 years, obviously, as I've said before, didn't fully prepare me for this.
Right.
I had gone to a number of conferences. I wouldn't say I've gone to a large number, but they were different conferences done by, you know, in different states by different groups of people. So it still wasn't this. And what I would appreciate about having people who are newer coming to the table is that, you know, you're going to get some of the other ideas that it changes the flavor of things. It's like, you know, a chocolate chip cookie recipe is a chocolate chip cookie recipe, but when you give it to somebody who goes, you know what, maybe we should add a little bit more vanilla or a little more cinnamon to this.
Right.
You know, and you give it a try and something wonderful can come out of that. I think that's part of how we continue to make this grow, is that it's not just a manual of here's exactly how you put on an expo or a conference, and this every one of these things has to happen this way. There's plenty of room, so you want some new and some fresh ideas. And there were things that were brought to the table for this expo that I thought, wow, if we had only started this process 3 or 4 weeks earlier, if we had that opportunity, I think there were a number of different things we could have done maybe a little differently or enhanced into this that would have made it, you know, again, but it also would have hopefully set a tone for the next one to carry on with, whether that was, you know, having some availability of video streaming or, you know, doing a better job in recording the sessions and being able to offer those out, or the program materials we had requests for, can we have digital downloads of those? And more people, since they're using their tablets, or, you know, the phones seem to get larger these days. You know, they can just download that and they don't actually have to print a program. And we should be looking at moving into these newer directions.
Right. You hit on something I was going to ask you already, and that is, you know, what would you do differently and why? And you just touched on that already. I think that, you know, for one thing, you and also Ann Hill, who did our spring conference, you did Zoom video for your conference calls. And that was something new that Ann had produced and started with us. And so the good thing was, by the time that you said, hey, let's have a Zoom video call, some of us were already used to that. Oh yeah, Ann did that. You know, I did conference calls because nobody told me I could do Zoom, you know, and they said, oh, you have to have a conference call. So, you know, it's these little things, I think, like I said, Ann started and then you did. And so we add to it each time. And I think that essentially we want this to become better and better and better. So taking on these little things to the next person, you know, every person does it different, but it's nice to have something to go off of. So I appreciate those things that you said, what would you do differently? Out of that, since you already started on that, I want to jump to that. Is there anything else that you think that we could have done differently besides starting early, which is, by the way, a common thing that I hear, not just in our conference, but in everyone. So I think even if we started 3 weeks earlier, somebody else would still say if we only started 3 weeks earlier. That seems to be the common thing. But is there anything else that you would want to share with our audience that maybe they could learn going forward that, you know, you learned out of this that you could do differently, or maybe suggestions you would have put in play had we had more time or had more money or something?
No, absolutely. I mean, AJ Heron, who is our document chair, you know, she had brought up to me, because she attends a number of conferences in her professional life, had said, you know, we should look at putting the documents on the website and actually having a checkbox in the registration where people could say, I will, you know, download my documents that I need. In which case, if we're going to have what's called 200 attendees, and 100 of them have checked those boxes and are going to use that, we then could save on printing costs and not have to have as many prints done. Because I thought she had a good point, you know, which is some people hold on to those prints, and that's appreciated. And the ones that are in the sessions that are handed out, those materials, sometimes you see them in the wastebasket at the end of the day. And, you know, and it's a shame that, you know, if we're trying to be conscious, cost and an environmental standpoint, there are little things like that that we could do where in today's world, and let's face it, our, you know, our younger generations, our 30-somethings or so, and even 40-something Toastmasters, you know, that's the world they work in and they live more in. And so we should start to create that kind of access to the content that way.
Right.
And it only helps to benefit us. So I thought that was one of the great ideas that we could have taken a little more advantage of had we planned it, instead of, hey, you know, here we are, you know, hour 10 of 12, you know, not quite the 11th hour, but it would have been difficult to make that happen.
I don't want to cut you off, but we're running short on time since we are using this fabulous free Blog Talk Radio. I want to tell you thank you so much for giving us some insight. If anyone has any questions, I would assume they can contact you, contact me, and, you know, definitely try biting off this again.
Absolutely. I'm happy to answer any questions that come along. You know, whether somebody shoots me an email, gives me a phone call, or just comes up and talks to me. Always happy to help. Toastmasters has been a wonderful organization and tremendously beneficial to me, so I'm always happy to give back.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. If there's anything else you have to offer, go ahead and email us. We can add it to the end of this with the notes, and we'd be happy to add anything. Thank you again for this time after the expo with Kyle Wilson, and we hope that you all join us again for more podcasts coming in the future. Thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.
Thank you, too, Trixie. Thank you, everyone.
Okay. Bye-bye.